This is VOA News. I'm your host, I'm Melissa Felton. Doctors treating U.S. President Donald Trump for coronavirus say the patient is doing really well. That's according to primary physician Dr. Sean Conley, despite the president needing supplemental oxygen for an hour on Friday. During a 10-minute briefing on Sunday outside the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, the president's medical team said the president is now taking a steroid, dexamethasone, along with a 5-day course of remdesivir. That's an antiviral medication. The steroid is typically not administered in mild or moderate cases of the coronavirus. Dr. Sean Dooley, an Army colonel and pulmonologist, told reporters that the president's vital signs were stable Sunday morning and that the patient was walking around, not complaining of shortness of breath or experiencing any other respiratory symptoms. Dr. Brian Garibaldi, a civilian specialist in pulmonary and critical care medicine at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, said if the president continues to do well, he could be released to the White House as early as Monday. On Friday, Mr. Trump had a high fever. Dr. Conley said that, along with the brief need for oxygen, prompted the move from the White House to the hospital. Meanwhile, it's 30 days before the presidential election, November 3rd. While Mr. Trump is hospitalized, Vice President Mike Pence, who has tested negative for the virus, carries on the campaign activities this week, including a debate with Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Sunday he does not particularly wish for the Brexit transition period to end without a new trade deal in place, but believes Britain could live with such an outcome. With the December 31st expiring of the transition period fast approaching, Johnson made those comments. This is VOA News.